Welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. I'm Ludmila, founder and CEO of Rampic, a B2B digital marketing agency. We help tech founders get the most of their marketing effort and promote their stories to our audience. We believe that every tech founder has a unique story and their business needs attention. Stick around till the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can become our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Hello and welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast, the space where tech founders and leaders share their unconventional visions and stories. And today I'm here with Jacob Sharapkhanian, CEO and founder of Hacktech. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ludmila. Thanks for the invite.
Awesome. So, Jacob, to get things started, what brought you to the tech space?
That's a good question. I had a very big passion about tech when I was a kid. So I think that's when it started, having this idea that I should become a game developer. Then I applied to the university, applied mathematics and informatics, where I found out that I'm having 90% deep mathematical lessons and only 10% of actual software or any kind of engineering. But yeah, that's what brought me into this space.
Now, tell us more about Hacktech. Starting up a company is a big challenge. So how did the whole thing happen for you?
Yeah, so Hacktech is a software engineering partner type of firm. The way we position ourselves is that we are not outsourced, neither outsourced agency. While it's very similar to outsource, the main difference for me, from my perspective, is that our team is feeling really part of the client's culture, client's team, getting motivated by the impact they make. So the big difference is that we have very, very strong personal relationship with our clients. So basically, with a team of 80 people right now, we have only 9 clients. So you can imagine that we are having a unique type of relationship where it's usually long-term, meaning that as far as their company exists, we are their engineering team. And these relationships works great. So I founded Hacktech in 2015 when I was 19 years old, learning on my second year in the university. And the history came the way that I started to work as a software engineer in one of the companies in Armenia. And it was a great company with great culture. And I saw that at that time, the outsource model was very different than now. So companies were using Upwork, some freelance profiles, usually company hiding under someone's profile. And I saw that there is definitely a chance to create something that you can give more with the same team, with the same approach, make bigger impact for the client's project. And I think that was the reason that I decided to create the company.
That's awesome, and I really feel for sharing the same values because when you outsource, it could be very challenging to sustain a good relationship. It's more like the commodity-based approach that you usually face for your team. With your model, I'm pretty sure it's more humane and more people-oriented as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What problems do you solve? Because the IT software development space is very broad in terms of how you can structure your services, whom you can help. So can you tell us a little bit more about your focus? So what's your focus? Where you feel yourself and your team to be most effective?
Sure. Yeah. I would say I can divide it into two categories. One of them is digital transformation type projects where we are very successful and having some great case studies. It's basically a company that doesn't have a tech team or having very poor tech team. By their nature, they are not an IT company, but they need to implement some software, custom software that will make them more effective. And we had a couple of great cases. One of them is a big law firm in the US, visas, these kind of visas. And they needed the software to make their work much more effective because they were scaling and you cannot scale only on hiring more lawyers. What we did, we dedicated a product manager for a couple of months. We checked all their processes, basically learned almost everything about these visas, which is like 500 pages of complex PDFs. And then, what we did, come up with a plan with a strategy to create a software that will make this more streamlined. And the other type of projects we are working with is like traditional, software companies. It can be like e-commerce, not like basic shops, but more like complex marketplaces. And another like big target is site as a service type of like software as a service type of products that we are very experienced with.
That's awesome, and I believe this creates like a nice balance for like your revenue streams and also for your team when it comes to expertise kind of sharing and like making sure people grow with your clients in their tasks as well. That's very cool. And one of the questions that's like is really burning from what I hear from the tech founders and especially the software development companies. So, what's your take on AI? Do you think it's going to steal your job?
No, I like AI. I think it's just another like big wave of transformation of work industry that one for sure, but it's not going to steal the jobs like it happened with computers, like it happened with internet. So a lot of people, a lot of jobs were affected, but I would say overall it was affected in a good way. It created bigger value. So the way I look at the AI, that with the same team, with the same people, you can create much bigger value. So it's just a great assistant. Of course, it will replace some low qualified jobs and this kind of stuff. But overall, it doesn't have the like soft skills, the curiosity, empathy, and other skills to replace humans.
That's a really good take on it. And how do you personally use AI? Do you have like AI toolkit? Do you like do you use it every day? So what's your personal experience?
I personally using like GPT a lot for my personal things, like starting from why my toddler crying at 1 a.m. at the night, and it to the like more work related stuff, creating basic like contracts or memorandum of understanding. So it's a great help for me personally. And in the company we are doing right now 2 big AI projects. So one of them is like news aggregator and summarizer type of project, and another one is basically an ambitious project which is already actually in production. We are now testing with a couple of clients. It's going to replace again like very low qualified sales teams. So basically what it will do, whenever the lead will come to the CRM, it will start conversation itself, and it's for like franchise sports franchise industry. So it will understand that the reply is positive and actually go and book a class into the CRM. So it's doing all this work now. We are like still working on the project, but it's already actually.
That's great, and yeah, I'm totally with you when it comes to like the specific types of jobs that AI can like not really replace, but make them very pretty much more effective and automated. And what would be like if I ask you about like the challenges that you face right now, like as a company and as a leader, what would be the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
I think for us the biggest challenge right now is sales, because like originally we grew just by referrals, so we never had a sales team before. We just had very happy customers, and we didn't even have a referral bonus. So just our customers were so happy that they referred to their friends, to their network, and that's how we grow to 80 people. But now when you are 80, you understand that you can't rely only on referrals. So we are trying different, like last couple of months, different type of like experiments, I would say, in terms of like cold outreach and other stuff. So I think right now it's the biggest challenge for us, just to find out the niche, the way we should grow our pipeline. Because the way we work, like if it was an outstaff business and these kinds of business, it would be much easy. But in our case, the commitment from budget perspective to like just relationship building perspective is very high. So you need to have some good fundamentals to start the relationship.
Do you plan to use like the AI stuff, or maybe you're already using the AI stuff to address that challenge? Because the project that you described about like the sales vetting, about those conversations, and probably maybe you have something else under the hood that you plan to use to scale.
That's a good question. I don't like AI generated text myself because as soon as I receive a message, I can clearly say that this is generated by AI. Like there are just a couple of words, couple of tone of voice, etc. Even if you do great prompting in terms of how to address the question to GPT or any other AI tool, it's still visible that it's created by AI. And personally, on me, it's not working. When I'm seeing, I'm just ignoring this. I'm ignoring any post that I see in LinkedIn that I definitely can see that is generated by AI. So we are not planning to use AI yet because for us, again, it's very important this human connection. And yeah, we are not planning to use AI in a sense.
That's a great answer, and I like your take on that because yeah, I think a lot of people are clearly overusing AI and overdoing all the automation. It just doesn't make too much business sense, and like it becomes less and less humane in my practice too. And on your website, which is gohightech.com, you have a couple of really interesting case studies. Can you probably share like a success story, or which is usually more interesting for our audience, any project rescue story that you have?
Yeah, actually, we recently, like about a year ago, started a new partnership, which was a great like rescue type of project where they were struggling with another team for almost 3 years. And they started. Actually, there was a good progress. These guys did most of the coding, but couldn't actually do the deployment, the CI/CD pipeline. Didn't know the product and project management processes, etc. So yeah, that's where we started to be involved. And actually, a week later, after getting all the accesses, we started actually committing goals. So that was a great success. Now we doubled the team client. And yeah, they are very happy with the progress we are making. So that's a great case where we did the right approach, starting actually from DevOps parts, CI/CD, and these kind of stuff to make sure we understand the infrastructure. And then we actually started committing all, with small chunks, like researching, understanding, etc. So that's one of the cases. And on success cases, we have very many success cases. I can just outline like a couple of them. Like we have a project called High Attendance, which is event management tool. We are working with Chris for 8 years already. So he was one of our first customers. And basically, we met over the internet, talked to each other. He never heard about Armenia before. He's from the United States, and he told like, "Ah, I'm going to come to Armenia." I didn't pay attention, but a week later he came, visited us, and last month he had his 13th visit to Armenia. So in these eight years, he made 30 visits to Armenia, and yeah, that's a very great relationship that we value. Another one is Banzai, again from event management space. Again, we have very strong personal relationships. Like five of their team members flew to Armenia for 2 days, which is like 25 hours of flight, just to have fun in my wedding. So this is the type of relationship that I really like having.
That's a great story, and yeah, I've been to Armenia quite a bit. I'm usually there, yeah, a couple of times per quarter for sure. Not if it, like this year, I've already been there twice. So yes, it's really good that like you're focusing on the relationship part of it, and on your LinkedIn. And guys, everybody who is listening, please feel free to connect with Jakob on LinkedIn. Like very interesting posts, and but like with a lot of focus on the IT and everything that Jakob is doing is there. So it's Jakob Sharapkhanyan. So Hacktech. Yeah, please feel free to find Jakob and connect. I really like how you handle your LinkedIn. Like it really feels that you focus a lot on the relationship part of it. So Jakob, from your experience, like the companies who are located outside of the US, It's sometimes I hear that it's really, really hard to find the clients. But from your experience, what worked best for you in terms of the referrals? Is it like more like the relationship part, the quality of your work, the dedication and commitment of your team, like all together? So what would you see as the success factor for the companies like yours?
Yeah, I think the main would be just trust, because whenever someone referring, especially that they don't have any referral bonus, it's kind of also their reputation. So they need to be sure that they are not doing something good for you, but for their friend to whom they are referring. So this is the most important thing. And most of our projects are referrals. So I'm very happy that our clients have this trust towards us, that when they are referring someone to us, they think that they are doing a good job for these people, not only to us. So yeah, I think the trust, and of course the relationship too. The business, for me, the business mostly relies on relationships. You can do great work, but you can be poor at communication, and you can do like work, but you cannot make it sustainable. You cannot make it a lifetime.
That's a great take on it. And Jakub, thank you so much for sharing all the insights, for sharing your story. I really appreciate your transparency and being that open to our audience. So this is Jakub Charabhanian, a CEO at Hacktech. Go hacktech.com or connect with Jakub on LinkedIn. Jakub, thank you so much for being such a great guest. Great conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ludmila here. Thanks so much for listening to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. If you are a B2B tech founder who would like to be on the show, visit podcast.rampic.agency. If you've got something from this interview that you would like to share, please go ahead and post the link to this episode on social media. Just grab a link, send it to a friend. If you know someone who will be a great guest on the show, tag them in your post. So let them know about the show and include our podcast name, which is B2B Tech Founders Lounge, in your post. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are adding new episodes frequently, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. This means a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Visit us at Rampic Agency website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.